7:38, Pete McMurray, Jane Manzouras, and for Steve Cochran, he'll be back on Wednesday. 4th of July in Chicago means fireworks and meat on a stick.
And it means a lot more things too, Pete. Parades and...
And?
Dot, dot, dot. That was for you to keep going.
Oh, yeah. The joining us in studio is the spokesperson for the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. It's Mary May. I told you I'd read that entire title. Good to see you.
Good morning.
And the manager of Taste of Chicago. It's Mary Slowick. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk fireworks first.
Well, you know, fireworks, it's a big thing here in Chicago for the 4th of July. Well, there will be fireworks at Navy Pier at 9:30 p.m. tomorrow night. But really the best place to watch them, not only along the lakefront, but in Millennium Park. The Grant Park Music Festival has their annual Independence Day concert on July 4th as well.
How many years has that been going on?
A number of years. I don't have the exact number.
No, because
but,
lots of number of years, because I would go as a child, like a 5-6-year-old. We would go to, it wasn't Millennium Park, but it was the Grant Park 4th of July Music Festival, and we would go with the family. Much fun.
Are they playing music along with the fireworks?
Oh, absolutely. Lots of patriotic music. Stars and Stripes Forever, the Armed Forces Salute, the 1812 Overture, all your patriotic favorite tunes.
That's great. Yeah. So July 3rd, no fireworks tonight, but tomorrow night at Navy Pier.
Tomorrow night at Navy Pier, and head out to Millennium Park. Pack a picnic, listen to some great music, and enjoy the fireworks.
It's crazy when you drive downtown during fireworks. People are just all over the sidewalks. They're on any green they can find. It's great.
Absolutely.
It's so fun. Can you also watch from Navy Pier, or is that shut down because...
I believe you can watch from Navy Pier. You know, and so many people pack the beaches and the lakefront, so... You know, come on down.
Well, they get there early in the day, and they make a day out of it, and they cook all day on the grill.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you can also come down to Millennium Park. They have a rehearsal for the evening's concert at 11 a.m. tomorrow. So you can, if you're not going to be able to make the concert, you can always come down and listen to it during the rehearsal at 11
a.m. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 11. We'll open a window.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But you also almost have to get there that early to get a good spot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then you can drive down. But I remember getting stuck in the parking lot, you know, the low underneath.
Oh, you don't want to get stuck down there.
No, so I would say public transportation is the best way to get into the city.
Yes. Public transportation is key.
Yes. And Taste of Chicago starts on Wednesday.
Yes, July 5th, and we run through Sunday, July 9th.
And Mary, you sample all the food. Is that right?
I do. I sample all the food, and I gain about 30 pounds.
One of my fondest memories, I had a high school, I grew up in Peoria, and my high school girlfriend moved to Chicago. Yes. And when I was in high school, I came to Chicago, and we went to Taste of Chicago. I'm like, oh my God. So every year it comes around, I think of her.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Which is a little weird, so don't tell my wife. Okay.
Nobody will tell. But,
deep dish pizza, meat on a stick. What sticks out this year?
So we have 66 restaurants this year. 16 of them are new. We've got 6 new food trucks, 7 new pop-up restaurants, which are the restaurants that just come for 1 or 2 days each. And
Give me an example of a pop-up restaurant.
Okay. Broken English Taco Pub.
God, that sounds fantastic.
It sure does.
Is an example of a pop-up restaurant. Haka Baka Indian Kati Rolls.
What'd you call me? What was that?
Haka Baka Indian Kati Rolls. Just Salad is a new restaurant. The Little Beet Table is a new pop-up restaurant. Warm Belly Bakery is a new pop-up restaurant.
So they're only there for a few days and then they're gone.
Correct. So we started the pop-up program several years ago, and it's designed to get the restaurants who normally would not participate all 5 days to try taste out. And it's for the more... all the restaurants at Taste of Chicago are wonderful. This is for the more boutique-y, neighborhoodly restaurants to participate.
Right.
Maybe more manageable for them, too, instead of committing to the full 4 days.
Right.
And I know we switched it to a shorter period of time several years ago, because I remember when it used to be 3 weeks long and 2 weeks long.
God, it lasted forever.
I used to work right next door at the Equitable Building, and we would walk down and have lunch and then come back. I mean, I don't know what I was doing or how old I was, but that's what we did. But we did it every day, it felt like, for the entire month of July. How do you like the shorter period of time? Does it work? Is it a better impact for the city?
It does. does work, and it is a great economic impact to the city. We estimate that $106 million of economic impact is the result of Taste of Chicago. But moving it from 10 days to 5 days really is a less doesn't incur as much risk for the city and doesn't tie up traffic. I mean, you know, when you close the streets down for 3 weeks, that's a long time. So we try to minimize that now.
I like it because it used to go on and on and on. And now it's like, if you want to go, you have 4 days.
Right. And 5 days. It is like action packed. Every day there's something new.
Also music.
Yes.
Who do we have this year?
Well, we've got great headliners at the Petrillo Music Shell. We have Alessia Cara on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're going to have the whole day. We're calling it Sabor Day Chicago, and it's a whole salute to the Latin community. And we're going to have Cafe Tacuba and Eso Afro Jam Funk Beat at the Petrillo Music Shell. That's very popular. On July 7th, we're going to have Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals Twin Peaks. On Saturday, Passion Pit and the Kickback. And on Sunday, the OJs with Maurice Jackson's Independence. Plus, we have, first of all of the opening acts at the Petrillo Music Shell this year are local acts. They're all from Chicago. Plus, we have our Bud Light stage, which features the best of Chicago's local music scene. And that's in operation all hours of the event.
How long does it take to put this thing together? Because it's a city within a city. Mm-hmm.
We start planning for Taste immediately following the last one.
Where is your downtime? Do they give you a week?
No,
take a week vacation, and then we got to plan next year.
I mean, there's a lot of wrap-up that goes on. There's a lot of planning for next year. You know, like now, we're already planning for next year. What are we going to change? What are we going to do differently? So it is a constantly evolving festival.
One of the things I love is that Chicago is really a foodie town,
yes,
right? We love our restaurants. We love our food. And Taste of Chicago is all about food.
Right.
You've incorporated cooking demonstrations.
Oh, yeah. We have the Lifeway Taste Kitchen, which features all day long, you can come see some of the celebrity chefs perform, do their cooking demos. And what's really exciting is that each day at about 2 o'clock, the celebrity chefs from our Celebrity Chef du Jour program come over and do a cooking demo. So, for example, we have Paul Feuerbach from Big Jones, who's there on Wednesday. Chef Chico Vilches from Nacional 27 is there on Thursday. Chef Oliver Poilievre, who's, I don't know if you remember, but last year his dad, Jean-Claude Poilievre, was killed in a car accident, and this is a salute to him. He was the chef of Les Bouchons in La Sardine.
Yeah.
So this is a really great opportunity. On Saturday, we're going to have the American Girl Cafe Brunch. So moms and dads and their daughters and sons, if they like American Girl dolls, can all come down.
You
can
get.
I've always wanted to go to brunch at American Girl at Water Tower.
And tickets are available for that on tasteofchicago.us.
Well, I love that you have the celebrity chefs during the day because I feel like more kids are involved with these TV shows than adults are.
Right.
I mean, I look at my son and his friends. They all love these cooking shows.
Right. And another thing is on Saturday and Sunday, which is our family-friendly days, we open an hour early at 10 a.m. to get families down there. Chicago Parent Magazine is going to host a kids festival on the Taste grounds, and they're going to have cooking demonstrations as well.
Do you have a Taste of Chicago app?
We do have a Taste of Chicago app.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. So people can download that and follow that along. That's so easy.
Right.
And Mary May, you're in charge of special events. Are you involved with Lollapalooza at all?
No, we're not in charge of Lollapalooza. But we do all the other city festivals, the Blues Festival, Taste of Chicago, the upcoming Jazz Festival, World Music Festival, the Air and Water Show, Millennium Park.
So it never ends.
Never ends.
When is the Air and Water Show? It's usually, what, the third weekend in August?
It is August 19th and 20th.
Okay, 19th and 20th. How many people along the lakefront for that?
A lot.
2 million, 3 million.
Not just along the lakefront, but on the lake.
God, it's just crazy.
And, yes.
I mean, people are camped out. You want to talk about camped out for days.
For the Air and Water Show.
That is
fun. Oh, you got to get to the right party, the right place, a good spot.
Best rooftop.
Yeah, best rooftop. Do you still do Venetian Night with the beautiful boats and all the lights?
No. We haven't done Venetian Night for a couple of years. It has been at Navy Pier the last couple of years, I believe. But
I went one year.
Yeah.
How do you decide on these things to bring to Chicago?
You know, we have a lot of events that have been, I mean, just long-running events that have been around for years.
Blues Fest, Jazz Fest.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
Air and Water
Show. That are so traditional.
Taste of Chicago.
And just so kind of ingrained in the city, you know, during the summer. And we're always trying to refresh them. We're always trying to make them more fun. But, you know, people love them and come, you know,
it's
every
year. It's a tradition for a lot of people to come downtown for Taste of Chicago.
And they're free admission.
How many years has it been for Taste?
37 years.
37. Wow. Now, wasn't it Arnie Morton that originally started this back
in
the day?
Yes, and I think it happened right in front of your studio here.
Yeah.
So Arnie and a group of restaurateurs got together, and they started the first Taste of Chicago in 1980. I believe it was on July 4th. And it was so popular that 2 years later, I believe, it was moved to Grant Park.
And how did it work with Arnie? I know his son, Michael, and Michael has told the story how he started it, but did he have a grill out there? Was he cooking steaks? Arnie Morton, Morton Steakhouse. Yeah. I mean, what was it?
Well, you know what? I was not here for the first one. However, I can tell you that for many years, Arnie's, which used to be in the Newberry Plaza, used to serve these amazing petite filet mignon sandwiches.
I love the steak sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, with the horseradish sauce.
Oh, it's so good.
It was to die for.
God, I love it.
When you're running around at the Taste of Chicago, Mary, is there a go-to? Or you're like, I have to go eat this food. Because you're working, but yet you know exactly who's going to be there. You know what's going on.
Well, I like to try something new. Each year there are new restaurants. But I would say that my mainstays, I always have Lou Malnati's pizza and their chopped salad. And I always manage to get a slice of Eli's cheesecake in.
Do we have the turkey legs this year?
We do have the turkey legs.
The big turkey legs. You're not eating Miller's a turkey leg Pub. Walking around barefoot?
Miller's Pub is serving turkey legs, and they are located at Congress and Columbus.
Got it. I've been to Miller's Pub many times.
I feel like I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Millennium Park for the fireworks and then the taste.
Where did
and
the meat on a
in
stick?
Grant Park.
Where did
Grant
that
Park.
Come from? Meat on a stick.
Meat on a stick. You know what? I think that's just an easier way for people to walk and eat at the same time.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
But it sure is convenient.
It does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Mary May and Mary Slowick, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks,
and people can go to the City of Chicago website?
Yes, for Taste of Chicago, it's tasteofchicago.us. Millennium Park is millenniumpark.org.
But we encourage people to download the app because it'll make your life much easier.
Right. Yes, everybody and Millennium Park has an app as well. So.
Oh.
It does?
I know, yeah.
Damn.
I know.
I like that.
I know.
Mary and Mary, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's 720 WGN.